This is Resonance 104.4 FM. It is just past 10 past 11 in the morning on the 27th of February. Welcome to scheduled programming for the day. And this, in particular, is a technical difficulty special with me, Tim Abbott, on the subject of the digital switchover help scheme. On the line, we have Samantha Latouche, the regional manager for this scheme in London, to discuss what exactly that is all about. So, the switchover is happening for everyone.
Yeah.
Why is there a help scheme? What is it trying to fill?
Okay, good morning, Tim.
Morning.
So, let's talk about switchover in as much as setting the scene. So the switchover is a two-stage process that's going to be happening in London in April. So on April the 4th, we have the loss of the BBC Two analogue signal and the replacement of a digital signal for BBC Two. And then 2 weeks later, on the 18th, the rest of the channels, the rest of the analogue channels are switched off and replaced with digital signals. So it means that if people are currently watching just analogue television, that's if you can get four or five channels at the moment, you're going to need to convert your television with the set-top box. People who are currently watching digital through Freeview or BT Vision or top-up TV will need to retune on both of those dates. They'll need to retune either their TV, if it's an integrated TV, or their set-top box at each of those stages. We recognise that for most people it might be quite an easy process to do the switchover, but there are going to be people that might struggle. So the BBC have set up the Switchover Help Scheme, which is here to provide everyone aged 75 and over or eligible disabled by providing everything needed to switch one television over to digital.
Okay, so eligible disabled is one of these expressions that I've come into contact with intermittently in my life. In this particular context, what does that mean?
In this particular context, you're eligible to get help from the help scheme if you get or could get disability living allowance or attendance or constant attendance allowance or mobility supplement, or if you're registered blind or partially sighted. So any one of those makes you eligible. The scheme's also eligible for people who are aged 75 or over, or people who have lived in a care home for 6 months or more.
And we're not talking about replacing all the TVs in the country so that they run pick-up digital signals. This is a conversion issue as well, isn't it?
If you're currently on an analog television set, after April the 18th, you'll get a blank screen. You won't be able to watch your favourite television programmes if you don't convert your current analog television set. It doesn't mean that people need to rush out and buy new televisions. Literally, most televisions can be converted with a set-top box. So that's what we mean by converting and making sure that you're ready.
What are the options that the help scheme offer?
Okay, so in terms of the practical help, we have what's called the standard offer, which costs £40 or is free if you're on certain income-related benefits. So the service is free if you're eligible to get pension credit, income support, income-related employment and support allowance, or income-based job seekers allowance. So any one of those, you can get the service for free. And what we provide is easy-to-use equipment. So there's a set-top box that gets plugged into your television and a very simply designed remote control. And the kind of beauty of the remote control is when it comes to retuning on the 4th and the 18th of April, it's a one-button process on our specifically designed remote control. We have an approved installer that will come to your home on a pre-arranged appointment to supply and install the equipment. And check your aerial. So some aerials may need to be replaced, and with the help scheme, that replacement or upgrade is free. It's included within either the £40 or the free offer. And there's a 12-month aftercare service, which is pretty invaluable. So that means if you forget how to either use the equipment or if anything goes wrong, there's a free phone helpline available for 12 months after the installation, up to 12 months after the installation.
How does that work within multi-occupancy settings like care homes or flats?
Well, care homes is dealt with on a separate stream, but basically the communal aerial systems have to be sorted out by the actual landlord or the care home. But the individual rooms that people might have their TV sets in, they get the offer of the help scheme. So we convert that one TV set for them. And we write to everybody who is eligible for the scheme. So over the last few months, people would have received letters from us outlining the standard option, which is the £40 standard option, and inviting them to apply. So you do actually need to respond back to us in order to get the help. And what we actually ask people is if they don't need the help, if they're fine, respond to us as well, because we actually write to people up to three times. One of our key objectives is that nobody is left with a blank screen. So as you can imagine, some people might receive letters and think it's junk mail. We also ask friends and neighbours to lend a helping hand if they know that they know someone that might struggle with the switchover. You know, check in with them, check if they've received their letter, and encourage them to apply if they need the help. I think another key thing to mention is that some people might already be on a form of digital television in their main television. With the help scheme, we can convert another analog set, which might be in the spare bedroom or in the kitchen.
I have to just say, just to back up the what you were saying about the letters and the frequency of them, I'll be absolutely honest. I misplaced or ignored the first two letters and got the third one because I'm an eligible recipient of DLA. And it was on analysing it, I actually thought that I didn't need it and then realised it actually might be quite useful to have a conversation about aerial usage.
Yeah.
And so I have actually gone through the final of those three, but I can definitely vouch for the systemic nature of that letter sending. And, yeah, it appears to be working as intended.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
Now, the box itself, in terms of accessibility, we have things like audio description that are... well, a heck of a lot easier to manage in a digital transmission world than with analog TV, and obviously subtitles.
Yeah.
Now, that those are automatic, they are, you know, built into the boxes that you're offering in this scheme?
That's correct. Audio description and subtitling on our remote control, there are specific buttons for those services, but also for people who... there's also an option of a smart talk box, and that's for £40 for registered blind or partially sighted as a standard option. So the smart talk box has additional functionality in terms of speaking out loud, various instructions and the channel selections.
And once again, that is the standard option if you are eligible for this scheme through being registered blind or partially sighted.
That's correct. And if you're not registered blind or partially sighted but would like a smart talk box, that's another option, but it will be an additional cost. So in the first mailing that we sent to everybody, that's quite in-depth in as much as it kind of outlines all of the different options available. So there are, you know, things like FreeSat and other such things like recorders. So we're not prescriptive. We give people the choices. The standard option is the simplest and easiest choice to go for if you just want to continue watching your television set once we switch over to digital.
How long is the aftercare scheme in place?
Right, so the aftercare scheme is 12 months aftercare from the date of installation. And I should mention as well that application to the scheme is up to 1 month after the final switchover of the London television region. So I mentioned before the dates being April the 4th and then April the 18th. So the help scheme is open for applications up to the 18th of May. So that's quite important to mention. So even if people have opted out previously, so they may have said, no, I'm fine, I don't need the help, and then once switchover happens, they remember maybe a second set that might need converting, then they can give us a call and apply to opt in.
Yes, that is worth repeating. So whatever your initial decision, the scheme is available to be opted back into up until a month after that second switch deadline.
So the 18th of May, and then after that the region closes.
Aha. What's the point of having this two-stage switchover?
That's a good question. The two-stage switchover process we find actually helps people to, sometimes people think it's not really going to happen and they may not be affected. So I think by having that 4th of April where we lose analogue BBC Two, that kind of indicates that something is happening and that you will begin to lose channels. So that acts as a prompt for people to actually say, well, look, I've lost my BBC Two, there's clearly things happening here and I need to get ready. So then the person has a further 2 weeks within which to get their set-top box sorted out, and on the 18th, the rest of the analogue channels get switched off for good.
What happens to systems like text in this switchover?
Teletext? With teletext, I think the way that we see text at the moment, it changes slightly. So there is still a text service, but I am under the understanding that it isn't as exact teletext as we currently have.
But some of the functionality obviously is replicated in other bits of the box, like subtitles being an obvious example of...
Subtitling will still be available, definitely.
There's also the question that in this switchover of how you record things if they're coming through in a wholly different way than you're used to. Because if you're getting a blank screen in your TV, then presumably a normal video recorder would record a blank screen as well.
That's a good question. I think so. I mean, what we're saying is that if you once you convert your set, you can only record the channel that you're watching. You can't view another channel and be recording a different one. You would actually need to then go into the realms of digital recorders.
So let's just round up what the thresholds are for this scheme. Okay. And the deadlines and where people go for information if they've caught the back end of this.
Okay. So let's just, as you say, so to be eligible for the help, you need to be age 75 or over, or you've lived in a care home for 6 months or more, or you get or could get disability living allowance, or attendance or constant attendance allowance, or mobility supplement, or you're registered blind or partially sighted. So any one of those makes you eligible for the help scheme. We'll ask you to pay £40 for our all-inclusive standard option, which includes easy-to-use equipment, an approved installer to supply and install the equipment for you, and a 12-month aftercare service, which includes a free helpline. In order to receive the service for free, if you're eligible and you also get pension credit, income support, income-related employment and support allowance, or income-based job seekers allowance, that would mean that you would get the service for free. And we outline all of this in the first letter that's sent. For more information, you can call us free on 0800 40 876 54 or visit our website, which is fully accessible at helpscheme.co.uk. For general switchover inquiries, Digital UK is responsible for switchover for as a programme, so their phone number is 08456 50 50 50, or again, their website is digitaluk.co.uk.
If you go to lightchronicles.info/crip, you will find the links for those phone numbers and website addresses. Let's hope it all goes smoothly.
I'm sure it will. But, you know, again, we really do ask people who know eligible people to just check in with them to check they haven't binned all of their letters. And if they need the help that they're entitled to get, that they get it.
And once more, it's a two-stage switchover, and It's a two-stage switchover, and a month after the 18th of April, the second switchover point, until that point, until the 18th of May, you can still opt back in to receiving help.
That's correct, yes. If you previously said that you didn't want the help, but then once we've switched, you notice that you've either remembered the TV or you thought you were on digital and you're not, you can contact us on the number on your letter and arrange to have an appointment and an installation.
Samantha Latouche, Regional Manager for the Switchover Help Scheme here in London. Thank you for joining us in Resonance 104.4 FM.
Thank you very much, Tim. Bye-bye.
This is Technical Difficulties. That has been a special on the Switchover Help Scheme. Once more, the phone number is 0800 4087 654. And full details on the website, helpscheme.co.uk, helpscheme.co.uk. I can vouch for the fact that going through the process of saying yay or nay to that only takes about 3 minutes. As for us here on the Technical Difficulties show, Resonance 104.4 FM, the normal show will be back on Friday at 3:30 in the afternoon with Claire Lewis of the Disabled People's Direct Action Network. That should be an interesting show. I would think she's got plenty to say on the state of society at the moment. Until then, wear your scars with pride, and remember, we all have technical difficulties. Goodbye.